This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Mann's Brown Ale, Category 11B, Southern English Brown. Now, this particular beer is awfully hard to find. It's not imported into the United States. I'm drinking one that was brought over for the AHA conference in 2008 by Aunt Hayes from London. He arranged to have a shipment sent over for a special BJCP education training session, and it was particularly well kept. It came over in very good condition, which is great given that it's a 2.8% beer. So this is the real thing. It is a bottled product, and it is. You don't find it in draft in England, you find it in bottles. So this is very much like it would be enjoyed in England. And when it was tasted at the conference, Ant did confirm that it does taste, this particular set that came over tasted just like it tastes over in England. So at least we had the confirmation that we were learning for the correct impressions. So, when I smell it, I get this really malty sweet aroma. The sweetness really comes over the top. It's got caramelized sugar. Like when you make a sugar syrup and let it start turning into an amber color, and you start smelling that starting to burn sugary quality. But it's got some deeper tones to it. It's got the sort of toasty, toffee kind of aromatics, but it also has a little bit of darker, like treacle, which is sort of an English molasses, and it's got hints of licorice. It's moderately strong, and there are a lot of esters. It's at least moderate, and they really sort of complement the malt and the sweetness. The esters have sort of a plum character to them, maybe a hint of raisins, although the English would call them sultanas. I'm not getting any hops. I'm really not getting any roast. What I'm getting is that treacly, burnt sugar kind of character. So, I'm not getting sort of porter-like qualities. It actually smells. It's got a sweetness and sort of a darkness to the malt. These sugar qualities that you get sometimes in sweet stouts, too. But really, it's the impression of sweetness that lasts, and it becomes dominant. So I think that's pretty much exactly what you'd expect in the style, so I'm going to give that a 12. It is a dark, dark brown color, almost black. It's opaque to the normal room lighting. If you hold a flashlight up to it, it's clear and very dark brown. It's got a moderate size, light tan head, and it's settling moderately fast. There's it's sort of a frothy foam stand settling down into just a light wash of bubbles over the top, the ring. So, that's, again, what I'd expect, so I'll give that a 3. Go ahead and taste it. Deep, sugary flavors, that caramelized burnt sugar quality, the sort of nutty, toffee-like quality. It does have a low bitterness. with a fairly, I'll call it moderately high residual sweetness. No hop flavor. I'm getting the same sort of fruitiness that I smelled. I'd call it plums or figs. I'm getting I am getting some roast in this, so I think maybe the guidelines might have to be adjusted a little bit. Especially as it's warming, I'm getting medium light roasted flavors up front. But they become somewhat masked by the sweetness sort of mid-palate. So you start getting that roast, and then that residual sweetness takes over and tends to wash it out a little bit. But that the impression of roast hits you very quickly, and then, like I said, the sweetness tends to overshadow it, but it is recognizable, particularly as it warms. The roast is giving it a little bit of dryness, which is sort of good because it's offsetting the residual sweetness, or trying to. The sweetness is really dominant. And I am getting a little bit of licorice in here, too. Very, very faint. But I think the flavors are very, very much like the aromas. I'm getting that caramelized sugar heading towards burnt sugar flavor that tends to dominate. I'm going to give that an 18. As far as mouthfeel goes, it's medium body, medium carbonation, which is a little high. Very creamy, very smooth. I think the guidelines called it luscious, and that's appropriate. It's got that full sweet finish, leaves you with some mouth coating sugar. You know, it's not a heavy beer, but that the balance makes it, you know, not the most refreshing beer in the world. It's, you know, I can see this being, you know, somewhat of a challenge to drink a lot of. I'm going to give the mouthfeel a 4. As far as overall impression, it's a sweet beer, and it's got almost a coffee and cream flavor to it. A little roast at the start, but the sweetness kicks in and last through the finish. Burnt sugar and plums. Little bit of roast. Extremely smooth, very fresh, very tasty. If you were at the conference in Cincinnati, you got to try it, and you know, now hopefully this will help you remember that. If you didn't, if you get over to England, go ahead and look for it. It's certainly worth seeking out. This is the best example of the style. There really isn't anything like it. You know, it may seem a little bit like a small version of a sweet stout, but it doesn't have quite the level of roasted flavors in there. 2.8% beer, so it's not that big. It has some, you know, with the residual sweetness, you know, the finishing gravity could be high. Although I think this particular brewery back sweetens their beer after it's finished. So remember the sweetness and the balance. It's not typical of other styles, really. So this is you know, people say, is this really another style? And yeah, it's really not like other brown ales. It's not like a mild. Milds, the ones that I've had over in England, certainly don't have that level of sweetness. I mean, it almost seems like, you know, maybe you could approximate it by taking a mild and adding some, you know, brown sugar cubes to it and stirring it in. That might give you the idea. And perhaps that's somewhat like the brewers actually do. You know, they mix in some sweetness at the end. So keep that in mind. It would be somewhat hard to produce, I'd imagine, for home brewers. You have to be very careful because with this kind of residual sweetness, the yeast are going to want to continue to ferment it. So you'd want to watch that. So this is a Mann's Brown Ale. It's Category 11B Southern English Brown.